Good afternoon, friends and neighbors to the south. Wayne Elliott with you here again today from Canada with our old friend Uncle Kevin on the line from Bloomfield, Missouri. Kevin, how are you today?
Great. It is another great day in America.
Well, it's nice up here, too.
How's everything up in Canada?
Well, it was I had my share of of issues this morning with the business, but had a show canceled, and as luck would have it, my wife and I bought a paddle boat, and Lake Erie is just beautiful and calm, and instead of doing the show, I went out there and paddled around the lake for an hour, and
came in
feeling a lot better. It's a glorious day here. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. It's beautiful here, too.
Well, it's another... another break. The sun does always keep coming up, Kevin, no matter what else happens.
That's true.
We were talking yesterday, Kevin, and, I must admit, I do turn on the news, almost once a day. Almost once a day. I don't do it every day, usually at supper time. And, I did last night. But I noticed something, and I read some news, not a lot. I have a lot of other stuff to do, but I do read some news on the internet. And it seems to me there's some conspicuously absent from these recent week or so's reports on the coronavirus. And it's almost, for me, it's like the elephant in the room, again, just to come up with an explanation of why only fear and not the straight facts. You know what's absent, Kevin, from these last reports? I've seen them, in America, it's up to, they did have a doctor come on who said, yes, there's been 126,000, I believe, deaths that they say is from corona, not necessarily just with it, but from it.
I don't believe that.
Well, we know some are skewed, Kevin. Between Dr. Fauci's letter to the hospitals and doctors in America, urging them to put corona as the cause
everything.
On death certificates.
Yeah.
And there's been truckloads of doctors come forward and said, starting with that lady doctor from Minnesota that said, this isn't right. I know there's cases in our hospital here where the patient was never tested for corona.
I know.
He died of lung cancer. He died of some bad heart disease or some other cancer.
Well, they have an incentive for marking down COVID. They get paid for it.
Yeah, you were saying that. It was for the pay, but you wouldn't have thought that Dr. Fauci necessarily be, I don't know where he'd benefit to do that. His job is to do the right thing.
He works for the government. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Well, it just makes me, I don't know. I'm just suspicious, Kevin, because first of all, the letter that I read that went out that gave an example of I don't know if you read this or not, but here was the example. And this was in the letter. Let's say a grandfather who's in the hospital, and I forget why they said he was in the hospital in the example, but who's in the hospital and dies. And he wasn't tested for corona, but his grandson had been tested and had been infected and recovered. It can be safely assumed that the grandfather died from corona.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Kevin, that's a little,
that's a leap
of faith.
They
could have gone on to say the grandson lived with them and this and that, but that isn't what they said.
No.
And as far as I'm concerned, that's not too much different than saying, how Kevin got it down in Missouri? It was from that damn Wayne up in Canada.
That's right. It was from Wild Bill Elliott.
So you see what I mean? I thought that was a...
it was a stretch.
Well, I was kind of insulted myself with the letter, and I'm no doctor, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I just wondered how doctors took it. I guess, they're busy people in Canada, I'll tell you. They don't have time to to do anything here. The doctors are so busy. There's so many people don't have a doctor. They go to these clinics like I do. So I'm sure they're not sitting around reading all day, but I would have thought that that would be offensive to a medical doctor, urging him to put something on a death certificate. And so that's always really offended me. And then when these doctors came forward and said they know that some of it can't be true because the people were never tested.
Right.
The first lady doctor, I believe the man had lung cancer that took his last gasp, died, wasn't tested, and it was called corona. Not by her, but a doctor on the staff of the same hospital, I take it, put corona down because of this advice from Dr. Fauci's department.
Yeah.
And so now I just find it conspicuously absent that they're not saying, okay, there's 10,000 new infections in Texas or Florida. I know there's some states, California is way up. But, you know, as President Trump said, well, listen, the more people you test, the more you're going to find that have it or had it. That's
right.
That's just common sense, Kevin. If you don't test, I suppose you'd never know except for the people that showed up and were ill.
And the coronavirus is the flu. And if you had the flu 5 years ago, even up to 10 years ago, you got the antibodies. And if you're getting the antibody test, you'll test positive for it. And then they're going to say you have Corona-19. So it's a big joke. It's a joke.
Well, what's terrible is the people who, like Dr. Fauci, 34 years in that job, six administrations, he's the chief ticket in the medical business for the government in the United States. Ours is an Asian lady, Dr. Tam. She's the chief ticket. She's the one who makes the reports and goes on television and advises our leader, our prime minister. And you'd think, number one, there'd be a little more cohesion in the world with these true experts, people that really, you know, Dr. Fauci is a virologist, Kevin.
That's what
I
heard.
His area of study is viruses.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, so not to say he's a one-of. There's lots of them, and some of them have appeared on videos, on television, and interviews. And, of course, they've disagreed with much. And one of the main themes of the disagreement was, in my opinion, from what I saw, was that, you know, the natural way to immunity is just like with everything else in our environment, how we keep our strong immune systems is exposure to all the creatures in the garden and the bees,
right,
and the viruses and the bacteria and all the rest of it. That's the natural way, along with, you know, eating right. And
that's right.
And
you got to eat right.
Making sure you're getting a bit of exercise. You don't just sit on the couch all day, of course. But that's the natural way, and that's why I'm personally I am afraid of vaccines. The one thing that people, in my opinion, don't seem to focus on is that a good number of them have killed many people.
Absolutely.
Now they may have, there's two ways to look at the other side of it, Kevin. They may have helped millions of people, or the other way to put it is they didn't hurt millions of people, or that we know of didn't hurt them. Now, do you ever remember as a kid we'd get a vaccine at school, and they would tell you might get a fever and not feel too good for a day or so?
That was a long time ago. I don't remember them saying nothing.
I can remember, and then there was the red mark, you know, where you got the vaccine. I forget what kind of indicator that was supposed to be, whether you were having a reaction, I suppose, to it. And but so, you know, and I guess there's some vaccines it's hard to deny have helped in past, like they say the smallpox vaccine, Kevin, and
I can debate that very, very easily.
Can you?
Back in the old days, there was two problems: smallpox and what was that other one? Polio.
Right.
Polio people, they said you had to get 90% of the people vaccinated to you know, to get rid of polio. So polio went away, but smallpox, they had only vaccinated 10% of the people. And polio and smallpox went away at just about the same time. And what was the population doing different? They were cleaning up their water. They were doing hygiene. They were doing all that stuff. So how does having 10% of the smallpox people be vaccinated go completely away just at the same time as polio? It's absurd. So
I think it was an interesting fact, Kevin.
I think it was more hygiene than the polio. And I mean the vaccine. And did you know in the shots that the shots that we got back, and then they put that SV40 cancer virus in it. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, they admitted it. And if you look up on the thing, you have to type in SV40 and you'll see put in the polio, and it says it has infected almost 100 million people with cancer, with that cancer virus. Yeah, when we were kids, how many people had cancer when we were kids?
Yeah, it was rare. It was unusual. Let's put it that way, Kevin.
And it was a binary weapon. And when your hormones got lowered down, when you got about 40, the cancer was activated in your body, and then everybody started getting cancer.
Interesting, Kevin, some of these things, in my opinion, like cancer, clogged arteries, of course, they don't happen overnight.
No.
You know, it takes some time to clog your arteries.
It sure
does.
Now,
in my case, because of the outrageous, truly outrageous dairy product habits, mostly.
I heard how much milk you drank.
Right, that was insane. You know something, Kevin, right from birth, when my mom took me to the doctor saying I wouldn't eat enough solid food, as a baby, the doctor told her to put me on skim milk then, and all my years growing up in the house with my folks, it was skim milk. I still drank gallons of it, but for me it was a treat. I'd get out to a restaurant where they had whole milk or 2% or chocolate milk, and then once I was an adult and I leased that Dairy Queen, holy doodle. So, you know, I always drank too much milk. I loved ice cream, too, and I drank more. I had most of that in milkshakes. But the point is, I was an extreme example, and still look how long it took to clog my arteries until it was a problem. You know, it took till 35 years old from that behavior as a child and through my I leased that Dairy Queen when I was 16, so through that 3 or 4 years, then I went to Miami and broke the world's record for drinking chocolate milk every day. So, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't happen overnight. And I don't believe cancer does either. You don't just all of a sudden the next day have cancer. No, it took some time to get to that point that it's given you a problem or got discovered. And, you know, these vaccines, I don't know, they scare me, to be honest.
They scare me. Dr. Russell Blaylock, he was one of the leading brain surgeons around the world. And he was operating on these kids, and I find, you know, every time he operated on them, he's going, what is swelling up these kids' brains? So he took off from his practice to find out why the brains were being swelled up. And he found out that it was the vaccines, and he came out against them, and he said in a statement that if any doctor gives somebody a vaccine, they should be charged with attempted murder. That was his words.
Jim Strauss would have agreed, Kevin.
Yeah.
Jim never raised his voice. It was real rare. And I was with Jim for thousands and thousands of hours over the course of 7, 8 years, month at a time living with me, several times a year. And he raised his voice less than 4 or 5 times, Kevin. One was when after the news reported the cloned animal, the sheep that died, Dolly the sheep, and the finish of the report was that Health Canada was considering, had applications submitted to clone animals for our food. And that time he called out in a loud voice, they'll make monsters. Well, when we talked about vaccines, he was dead against them and dead against the flu vaccine. And I said, so explain to me why you're against it, Jim. And again, in an elevated voice, he said, I'm not going to inject them with the poison we're trying to avoid.
Yeah.
You know, totally unnatural, Kevin.
Yeah,
It's as unnatural as me, if I hated you, I don't hate anyone, but if I hated you and I'm going to dwell in that hate and make my own life miserable, it's like me taking the poison and hope it kills you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I haven't took a, you know, I haven't took a vaccine since I was a kid, and I didn't know no better, you know?
Well, I did 1 year before I met Jim Strauss, so this must be 25-plus years ago.
Did you take a flu shot?
They were predicting a bad flu that winter, Kevin.
And you probably caught it.
I'd started to have some lung issues from the asbestos exposure, and so forth, smoking.
Yeah.
And so I got, you know, I thought, well, I never had the flu vaccine before, but maybe this year I'd be wise to get it. And I went and got it, and I got the damn flu. And I didn't usually get the flu, Kevin.
I know. It's a story over and over and over again, you know? Same story.
You know, in my 66 years, honestly, honest to God, I don't believe I had the flu 5 times. Because I never missed work. And when I did, it was never more than a day.
Right.
So I have to take it. I had a pretty strong immune system. You know, I clogged up my arteries, but that was mechanical, and that was, you know, what my own behavior. I mean, I don't know what I expected. I didn't know any better. But I didn't have cancer all that time. I didn't suffer. You know, I haven't had a pill, Kevin, for 25 years. So I don't know. I think my immune system's fairly strong, and my systems are clean and so forth from these products that I take and supplements that I take. Some vitamins and minerals. But, you know, the darn year I got a flu vaccine, I got the flu. And, you know, and I know, you know, what rang in my ears later, you know, years later after I knew Jim, is he'd, you know, he'd say to me, what'd you expect? You got injected with the flu, dummy.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have said dummy, but he'd have made me realize, well, why would you do that? So.
I agree.
I think the people who are highest at risk, Kevin, heart disease, diabetics, lung disease, lung disorder people, people with other serious ailments, they're the ones, the majority of them that's died. I see they're making just a huge deal over it's now younger people they're testing and discovering that are infected. Okay.
Right.
Well, it's not rocket science, Kevin. Why wouldn't they get infected? But the point is, and I know some of them have died. I'm not trying to make like it's nothing. But what I'm saying is that any of them at that young, strong age with a healthy immune system, there's a lot less of them in serious trouble than older people with ailments. So they're not talking about that either, just the, oh, all those kids that was on the beaches and whatnot. Some of them don't have symptoms. They made a big deal,
yeah,
Kevin, about
them.
A gathering of young
people.
Yeah,
most of them.
Yeah, well, this was a bunch of people that, young people, like high school or early college age, I take it. And they'd had a party, and there was some 19 or 20 of them, okay? Well, and several of them from the same family, including the dad, the father, was present. And he got hospitalized. 18 of the other 19, I think it said, were infected, but weren't hospitalized. So it's the flu to them, Kevin.
Right.
It's the flu. They got the flu. It didn't even go on to say how many had symptoms. It was just that they were all tested, because once the dad proved positive, he said, well, we had this big gathering at the house, and they had this big gathering with 19 or 20 young people, and then they tested all of them because the dad had been infected. So it didn't even go on to say if any of them had symptoms. It just said none of them were hospitalized except the dad.
So did he get sick? Did the dad get sick?
The dad got sick, apparently, and they said he was in stable condition. So I guess stable means you're stable and you're on your way to being recovered. But my big point was those other 19, Kevin, we don't know if they missed a step.
The news report
didn't say it, but they, at the same time, there's the sensationalism. Oh, this get-together of people, and they all got infected.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's, like I said at the outset, Kevin, maybe that's what's got to happen here before we are beyond this truly and not at risk at just more and more of us being sick by DeLand. There's a lot of professionals, and this makes sense to me, and it would have made sure sense to Jim Strauss, that when we were isolating there and our immune systems were getting weaker between the stress, the change in life, not doing some of the healthy things like we're used to doing, not doing the social. We are social creatures, Kevin.
We are. We don't want people depressed. You know, depressed.
Well, how,
you get
how
depressed,
would you feel
you
if Daniel and the girls didn't live next door down the street to you?
I'd move right? up by you.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, we don't want to be alone humans. You know,
no,
we're social creatures,
it.
Like
yeah.
like a lot of the creatures are. You know, the penguins and lots mm-hmm. of creatures are social creatures, and we are, certainly. So,
we sure are.
You know, there was that stress, not seeing your own grandchildren, not seeing your mom in the hospital. This is stress where people's immune systems were lower. So, you know, I guess it's a... I don't know if we'll ever know in the end, so to speak, when this is past us finally. I do think we've delayed it, and I don't think these spikes are shocking that in terms of unexpected. And yet, the death numbers are missing now, Kevin. And at least that one doctor, I was glad of this, it wasn't the news reporter, it was the doctor being interviewed, said, of course, the mortality rates are dramatically down, he said. So, I'm not sure what it means, Kevin. Are we becoming
that
immune because this thing got spread so far and wide? Are we? You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's all a fake, in my opinion.
And then the 25%. Here's another thing that's bugged me: the 25% of people that apparently were tested had it, had recovered, didn't know they had it because they had zero symptoms.
Yeah, asymptomatic.
Well. Now, this is coming from a layman and just thinking of nature and all the things Jim Strauss taught me, Kevin. But if 25% didn't even have a symptom, you got to believe one of two things. The 25% of people are like Superman,
mm-hmm.
or how serious was this? And I'm not trying to downplay anybody's death, for goodness sakes, or terrible sickness, especially with older people, but... How much of a killer was it if 25% didn't even know they had it?
I agree. There's
all right,
the music.
We'll be back to talk about this and other stuff when we after these words, folks. Thank you.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. Wayne Elliott and Uncle Kevin with you today. And I just want to mention before Uncle Kevin gets to the news for the day, the great specials at the Power Mall. I'm not going to go through them all, but it is Brain Awareness Month. So no time like the present to think about these kinds of things. The Power Mall has some great products. And one of them, of course, is the Strauss Heart Drops. Keep that blood flow 100% the way you're supposed to have it. But just some great products for inflammation and oxygen and so forth. So Power Mall, thepowermall.com. You can see the list of products and you can order online. And rest assured, the Power Mall has the finest of products. I know that. So, Brain Awareness Month. How's your brain today, Kevin? You want to give us the news?
It's pretty good today.
I thought so.
Yeah, members of a Minneapolis City Council have enlisted private security firm at taxpayers' expense after voting unanimously to dismantle the police department. At least three council members under private protection, costing some $4,500 per day, according to the local media. So up in Minneapolis, you know, the city council voted that we're going to disband the police now. And they did, which I think is a pretty good idea. You know, these police have too much power, too embedded, and a lot of them are really corrupt. And they don't go by the Constitution. They just go by corporate laws. And supposedly they're going to police themselves up there. What do you think about that, Wayne?
Well, boy, it's something else, I'll tell you. I'm still stuck on the Minneapolis lady councilwoman who, when she was interviewed on the television, said, when the news reporter said, well, what would you do in cases of 911 emergencies? What would you plan? And the lady answered, well, when you really think about it, 911, calling 911 is an entitled privilege. So I didn't know what to think or say about that. I thought, holy mackerel. But, you know, so I thought it was pretty crazy, Kevin. But, you know, the other piece of news in your state yesterday was in St. Louis, where I take it a wealthy couple. It was quite a beautiful home.
Yes.
Well, these protesters, and I don't even know if they were Antifa or Black Lives Matter. I just can't recall. But to one of the protesters,
it was Black Lives Matter. Yeah.
Well, interestingly, though, half the people that they showed on the television were white fellows.
They got the white kids in there too.
And geez, they gave a lady a hard time downtown. That was a disgrace.
It was a lady and a guy. Yeah, they owned one of those, I think it was a historic house that they were living in.
That's right. Well, they crash through the gates. They break through the gates, the protesters do.
Yeah.
And storm the house, and these people were scared for their lives, they said. And they got their guns. They didn't shoot them off or anything. The man had a rifle and the lady had a pistol. And they had no intention of dying or getting their house burned down without a fight, I guess. And scared to death, they said they were.
Yeah, they were, absolutely.
And now what the news did, though, was demonize the couple. First of all, pointed out they were white.
Yeah.
Which I thought, you know, what's the difference what color they were, really? They were homeowners and they have the right to bear arms in the United States. You'd never see that in Canada, Kevin, or there'd be a SWAT team there next.
Yeah.
They'd fly in with helicopters and arrest the people with the guns right there.
And on the fence it said private property, no trespassing. You know, so and then they kicked down the it was a wrought iron gate. Did you see it? It was all crumpled up and trampled on. And, that would scare anybody.
Of course. I mean,
yeah, that would scare anybody in a house to have a mob. I think it was about 100 people coming in, breaking down the gate, coming up to your house, screaming and yelling. They didn't bring out their guns, as I understand it. They didn't bring out their guns until they saw a few of the people were armed. So they went inside, got their guns and told them, you know, get the hell out of here, you know.
Well, I thought it was unreal, you know. And I tried to put myself in their shoes, which is difficult because we can't have those guns in Canada. But if we could... I tried to put myself in their shoes. Now, if a bunch of gang of people breaks through your gate,
knocks it down.
Why would you be so comfortable they weren't intending on breaking through your front doors and doing something else?
Or burning it down. They were yelling and screaming that they were going to burn your house down, kill your dog.
And kill their dog and kill them. And holy jeez.
I mean, that would scare the bejesus out of me.
Me too. Gun or no gun.
And then they demonized the old couple that were protecting their home. Insane, just insane. But thank God.
The man was interviewed, Kevin, and he said they gave a statement that we were scared to death that we were going to get burned down or killed.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think would have happened if they didn't have any guns? I don't think that house would be there. And maybe they wouldn't.
I don't know, Kevin, but I'll tell you.
Maybe they wouldn't be there.
Yeah, and it's not just Black Lives Matter, Kevin. All lives matter, but that's
absolutely
not the point. You wouldn't expect a gang of 100 breaking through your gate and coming up to your house with threats.
No.
And then you call the police and they don't come,
Kevin. And they don't show up.
What the heck was that about?
What is that? Yeah. Man, especially...
Can you figure what that was about? Why didn't the police come?
No, I can't. And this is supposedly, you know, well, St. Louis is more Democratic, but we got a Republican governor, you know. He should have been, you know, I think it's just crazy. Thank God nobody got killed. That's all, or shot or anything like that.
But did you catch the later on, they had a couple of folks that were experts. One was a former Secret Service man on the news as a guest, and he said, you can tell what's going to happen here. It's pretty obvious. There is a U.S. Constitution, and if you disband the police, the citizens have the right
absolutely
to protect themselves and their property.
Even if you don't disband.
So what do you think is going to happen? It's going to be the citizens are in charge for themselves, and And, you know, when I saw the, it was in a, I don't know if it was the same newscast, Kevin, it was a different story. And it was the, I think it was the Black Lives Matter, but it was a young white male. I would have guessed 18 or 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking terrible to this elderly lady.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Get the you-know-what out of here.
Yeah, she was swearing, the F-word
and everything else.
Yeah,
and she was arguing right back to him, right in his face. She called him, I was proud of her, really, called him little boy.
Yeah,
and,
get out of here. I was just saying
my prayers that jerk didn't slap the old lady or something, but because they had it right there on the camera, you know, and... But what a disgrace.
Who absolutely
brought this kid up to go and talk to senior citizens like that?
I agree. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what the guy said? He said, just an entitled little runt that probably never had to work for a thing in his life, probably doesn't even understand the cause. He just wants to get out there and raise hell and revolt and have his voice heard because it's maybe never going to get heard anywhere else, Kevin.
That's right.
What else you got for news?
I got a massive mail-in voter fraud identified in New Jersey. Democrats caught harvesting ballots in bundles, refused to step down after they got caught. How about that? Democrats were caught cheating again. This time it was in New Jersey. Another day, another Democratic fraud committed. The New Jersey Democrats were caught harvesting ballots and mailing them in bundled packets. Voters harvesting is illegal in New Jersey and in most states. The Democrats that were caught in this illegal scheme refused to step down. All four face multiple voter fraud charges. In addition, Jackson and Medendez, 51 years old, Shalim Khalil, the brother of Patterson Councilman Shimin Kalu, and Abdu Zed Razin, 21, were charged with voter frauds. Boy, they sound like a bunch of true Americans there, don't they?
And what's that word you use? Harvesting, Kevin? So what does that
harvesting.
Mean? Looking for votes? Is that what that means?
I don't know. That, you know, they just bundle them all together and sending them in. What, you know?
You mean they send in votes in, or they?
Yeah,
send
we got mail. We got mail-in votes now in around, you know, in America. We never used to, you know, you had absentee ballots, but now a lot of states just mail out the votes, and you can, you know, they just mail them in, and you can fake it real easy.
Jeez.
So, it's going to be a lot of fraud. Trump better get the voting machines under control, because if he doesn't, he's going to lose. Because we've had James McKinney on our show before. He's an expert in voter fraud, you know, and he did the count on the Clintons against. The last election, and he said Clinton only got 45 million votes, 45 million at best. And she, you know, the news claims she got 65 million, you know. But he said he did it three different ways, and he came up with 45 million. That's the most votes that Clinton got. So she got 20 million fraudulent votes. So I'm afraid they're going to pull out all the stops in this election. So Trump better get hopping, or
so
he's going to lose.
So if this is done by mail, I suppose, I don't know, it must be illegal, but they could go door to door.
Absolutely. Pick them up.
Are you going to vote? No.
Yeah.
Can I buy your ballot?
Or just, you know. Drive around, open the mailbox, reach in there, pull it out.
Oh, steal them! I see.
Steal them, yeah.
Oh, but
especially
if you real did a door to door, I'll bet you you might find enough people who didn't intend to vote and would sell you their ballot for $10.
Yeah, absolutely. Or get a ballot and print it up. Go to a printer and print them up. It's not good, those mail-in. It's ripe for fraud.
was
how do you
sure
vote up? How do you vote up in Canada?
You have to go into a station, you know, a voting poll, and there's pretty much always here many of them, and you have to go in. You give your identification. You don't have to take a ballot invitation or anything. Just your, and then they check you off the list of available voters in the district. Check your name off, and then you go into the private box and put your X down. Mark who you want to win, but they do that, and you do need ID. Now, I'm trying to think if it had to be a picture ID or somebody else could go in pretending they're you. If they had, I don't know. I can't remember, Kevin. If it, I know it had to be a government piece of ID. But geez, I'm still carrying my health card. It's got no picture on it, so. I'm not sure about that. I'd like to think it had to be a photo ID like the driving licenses are now. They got photos on them. So you'd like to think it'd be like that so at least the officer could tell if you were he or she or not.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Everybody should have to, you know, unless you're, you know, invalid or sick or whatever, you know, you got an absentee voting or something like that. You should be made to go to the polls and cast your vote. And so,
yeah, I don't know how they deal with that, Kevin, because there are people who are stuck in, you know, and ill and
yeah, they can get absentee votes. They have to request it, you know. Now they're just sending millions and millions of voter applications out to anybody, you know. So anybody can take them and fill them out. That's a crazy idea. So Trump better be on their guard, or they're going to lose.
You know what they do here as well, Kevin? I've never done it, but they have available here before the election, and I think it's 1 week before, and maybe it's 2 weeks before the election and 3 or 4 weeks before the election. They call mm-hmm. them absentee ballots, and if you're yeah. going to be absent on election day or you can't get out to vote on election day, you can vote ahead of time like that. And I always wondered here, what happens to those ballots? Like, are they locked up, or is somebody looking at them ahead of time? You don't, of course, you don't hear anything. They wouldn't want that news out to influence people, you know, that, you know, 70% of the absentee ballot votes voted for this one or that one. So it's a secret. But I just wonder what they really do with them.
They're supposed to lock them up in a safe thing and then count them, you know, after everything is done. But who knows what they do with them?
So yeah, well, you'd believe, and I'm sure in most cases, or at least that's true, you know. It. But I don't,
but 20
know,
million,
I think,
20 million votes that were fraudulent in the last election, that's a lot of votes. That is a lot of votes.
Very few presidents ever won by that many votes, Kevin, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So it would have been Trump, 63 million, and Clinton, 45 million. You know, a landslide win for Trump.
Yeah.
According to
yeah.
James McKinney, you know, and he's an election expert, you know.
Yeah.
We touched on this a little bit yesterday, but we didn't finish the whole report. Economist Jim Willey is reporting that Chile, Ecuador, Mexico, Russia, and South America are severely reducing their output of silver. The reason that spot price of silver just isn't high enough to make a good profit, and they're going to shut down until the price of silver adjusts to around the $30 range. This next one is a little, I'm hoping for this next thing he's talking about. He also is saying in 6 to 9 months, the banks are going to have a jubilee for home mortgages because tens of millions of people are not paying their mortgage payments. One reason is for the jubilee is that the people, if they lose their house, this is what he's reporting, if they, you know, tens of millions of people lose their house, there's going to be massive rioting in the streets. And they're going to know where to go because, you know, they lost their house. So I hope they have a jubilee. That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. I mean, the banks, here's how it goes. The banks can, you know, make money by putting a zero on a computer or three zeros at the end of a thing. That's how they make money. They make it out of thin air. so they can subtract it the same way. So if you could write off all that debt by just taking the zeros away. And I hope they get. Can you imagine the boom it would be to America if nobody had a house payment?
Well, sure, Kevin, but holy doodle. I don't know what that amount of money is. I know it's pretty severely high in Canada. Canadians have never been more in debt than they are today, apparently. They owe 1.7 times as much as they have.
Right.
So,
well, back in the 2007 debacle, there was estimated that it was $680 billion would pay off every mortgage in America. And that's what they should have done. They should have paid off every mortgage instead of bailing out some of these banks. And, so what if one of these big banks goes down? You know, they gave them $1 trillion to bail them out. Well, why don't you bail out the people? Why don't you bail out pay all the mortgage off? They could have paid everybody's mortgage off with $680 billion, had money left over. And could you imagine the boom, the economic boom in America that would have went?
Be unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
They'd have all that disposable income.
That's exactly right. Businesses would be coming back to America like crazy.
Yeah.
They'd have disposable income to spend. Oh, this would be a utopia. It would be a utopia. But no, we got to give it to the crummy banks.
Well, and they've never made more money than in recent days, at least here in Canada. It's sinful, the amount of money.
Yes, absolutely.
They got so many automated transactions now, Kevin, that
that's why
we complained.
That's why cryptocurrencies, I think, is going to be a big part of taking down the banks coming up here. Because there's hardly any transaction. When you buy something with a cryptocurrencies, the transaction is pennies on the dollar, not $3. You could spend $150, $200 on a thing, and it costs you few cents for the transaction fee.
Yeah.
So that, instead of $3 for on your Visa or $5 or whatever it is,
Well, I'll tell you what I did, a year or two ago. These banks, because if you need to borrow money, you need to borrow it, or you need a mortgage for your home or a car loan or something, you need the bank. And they started forgetting who the customer was. They had nice advertisements on TV and so forth. So you go into this live, I deal with a little branch, Kevin. It's just the branch I deal with. It's a small branch. There's only 3 or 4 teller stations in the whole branch. And when do people go to the bank? They might go on their lunch hour. That'd be a popular time. So there I am. It's lunch hour. There's a lineup of 8 people and 1 teller. Why? Because the other 2 is on their lunch hour.
Yeah, exactly.
And I waited about 15 minutes, and I walked up to the front of the line. And I said, "Teller, excuse me, is there anyone in those back offices?" She said, I think so. I said, "Do you want to get them out here to serve some customers, or should I go back and tell them to get out here? We're the customers here. What the hell's going on?" And
I know.
The manager,
they don't care.
And another lady came out and opened up 2 more wickets, because they're obviously, they all started as tellers, so it's not like they don't know how to do the job. And ever since then, there's at least 2 on during lunch hour, But you imagine you're going to take the busiest time and make the people wait, and the people are the customers.
I know.
But they got you by you-know-what, Kevin.
They
do.
They got you. They don't care. They don't care. They treat us like peons.
Well, they're almost like the mafia in the movies. You got trouble? Too bad. Pay me.
Exactly. Pay me. We're going to throw you out on the street.
Too bad. That's your problem. Pay me.
What they did
in Detroit, remember Detroit a couple of years ago when they took all those people and took them out of their houses, and they ended up, after all the legal fees and the lawyers and all the rest of it, Kevin, got finished with, they're selling these folks homes for $800 and $1,000.
I know.
Making people homeless at an expense. It costs the government in the end. It costs the banks in the end because they got nothing for the houses.
I know.
So you put these poor people who have nothing out on the street, and then you sell their houses for nothing.
Yep, should be illegal. They should be arrested.
Well, if those people had had any money, they might have banded together in a group and sued the.
Yeah, absolutely. But
you know,
our Justice Department is out of control here too. The lawyers.
And if you'd ever told those folks that, well, yeah, you'll have to, because we got to go through all this cost. So if you scrape up $300 or $500, you can keep your home. I'll bet a heck of a lot of them would have managed to do it.
Yeah.
Might have gone hungry even, but they'd have not been put out on the street for a few hundred dollars, Kevin.
It's crazy. I got another report about COVID-19. Washington State includes multiple shooting deaths in COVID-19 numbers. 80% of the deaths listed raise questions. A new report from the Freedom Foundation reveals coronavirus deaths listed in Washington State's list of variations of COVID-19. One of cause of death. So there you go. Just what we were talking about before.
Well, Kevin, the way that letter was handled, and as I say, I don't know if you read it or not, but you'd have to be suspicious from the moment you finished reading it. It was, wait a minute, why? And you know what I couldn't figure, Kevin?
Yeah.
Why would they do this? Where's the benefit? And you see, I didn't realize that they got more money, the hospitals, if you had COVID as opposed to something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get.
I didn't know that at the time.
I think it's $15,000 if you write down that they have COVID, and another $40,000 or so around there if they're intubated. So you get over $50,000 for the double dual right there. Talk about an incentive. Talk about criminal incentive.
Wow. Boy, oh boy, they left the chicken coop door open.
They
we'll be back, folks, after these messages. Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.